on India. Both nations witnessed increased collaboration or economic collaboration, highlighting China's pivotal role as a key trading partner for India. In this interconnected narrative, economic theories and global realities converge, emphasizing the enduring impact of historical philosophies on the contemporary world.
Hey, explorers! Welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, an amazing journey to exploration.
Hey, wonderful listeners, welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, and I'm your host, Priyanshi. This is the place where we dive into intrigue conversation that matters. Welcome to the part two of the Thread of Trade, exploring the global story from the 17th century to today. After navigating the historical tapestry in part one, where we covered trade routes, the Industrial Revolution, China's role, and India's trade history, our exploration continues. In our part two, we dive deeper into pivotal movements shaping our modern world, unraveling the mysteries of Great Depression, exploring the setup of WTO and USA rise as a sole power, and tracing China's rise. So grab your beverage and join us for an unthrilling journey. So let's dive in. As we dig into the aftermath of the Great Depression, it's essential to recognize the profound impact it had on closed economy. Defined by isolationist policies and high tariffs, closed economies such as the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany and various Latin American countries faced limited trade practices and options, dependence on domestic supply chain, a lack of access to external capital or international trade, and increased government intervention. The rigidity of these closed systems left them particularly vulnerable to external shocks and internal disruption during the global economic stability. Transitioning to the post-depression era, the establishment of World Trade Organization on January 1, 1995 marked a significant development. The WTO, succeeding the General Agreement on Trade and Tariff, plays a pivotal role in facilitating trade agreements among members' countries. Its focus lies in trade barriers, ensuring transparent trade policies, and establishing a rule-based international system. Simultaneously, the International Monetary Fund, operational since 1947 and established in 1944 at the Bretton Woods Conference, operates in tandem with WTO but serves distinct purposes as well. The IMF is dedicated to promoting international monetary cooperation and maintaining exchange rate stability. Together, these institutions contribute to shaping a more interconnected and stable economic, global economic landscape, focusing collaboration and resilience in the face of economic challenges. From the rubble of wars to the dissolution of superpowers, the story of international trade mirrors the intricate dance of nations on the globe stage. Global history weaves a narrative of interdependence shaped by significant events. The aftermath of World War I and World War II birthed institutions like WTO and IMF, fostering international cooperation. The collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 transformed geopolitical dynamics, leading to the emergence of independent states. Concurrently, the rise of the United States as a sole superpower, rooted in the Industrial Revolution, showcased its resilience post-World War II. Economic philosophies also played a very vital role, with the 1980s Washington Consensus advocating market-oriented reforms, while the 2000s saw the rise of Beijing Consensus emphasizing state-led capitalism. The Santiago Consensus on the other hand, evolving from the Washington model, prioritized inclusive growth. These diverse approaches reflect the evolving landscape of global economic ideology. In navigating these threats, it's clear that history has not only impacted trade but also shaped the geopolitical and economic foundations of our interconnected world as well. As we unravel these narratives, we gain insight into the complexities and resilience of global reforms and systems. Connecting the dots across economic history and theories, the World Bank appeal for globalization finds root in the 19th century, groundwork for economic integration. While supranational institutions advocating globalization emerged after World War II, the 19th century set the stage for interconnected economies. In the realm of economic philosophies, Adam Smith, Martin Keynes, and Karl Marx laid the foundation for diverse perspectives on the state, market, and social classes. Fair capitalism, to Keynes' emphasis on government intervention and Marx's focus on class struggle, their idea continued to shape economic thought. Shifting to the China's global rise, the 1990s marked a transformative period. China's rapid economic growth, export-led strategies, and extensive global integration reshaped the international trade landscape. Examining its influence on India as well, both nations cooperation highlighting China's pivotal role as a key trading partner. Examining its influence on India, both nations witnessed increased collaboration or economic collaboration, highlighting China's pivotal role as a key trading partner for India. In this interconnected narrative, economic theories and global realities converge, emphasizing the enduring impact of historical philosophies on the contemporary world. In the ever-evolving global landscape, a complex tapestry of geopolitics and trade unfolds, influencing the economic destinies of nations. The disparities between the global south and the global north remains a defining feature. In contrast, the global north, including North America, Europe, and parts of Asia, boast higher income levels and advanced infrastructure as well. The proposed G20 East Asia Economic Corridor aims at enhancing connectivity and economic collaboration among G20 nations in East Asia. This initiative underscores the importance of infrastructure development, trade facilitation, and regional integration between countries in fostering economic growth and stability. On the other hand, the China's Belt and Real initiatives emerge as a global strategy. Spearhead China's focusing on infrastructure and economic development while contributing to China's economic rise. Concerns arise regarding debt sustainability, environmental conditions, and geopolitical regions as well. The ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict introduces a geographical trade impact, disrupting trade routes, particularly in the Black Sea region. Geopolitical tensions and sanctions on Russia reverberate, influencing global goods movement, energy markets, and supply chains. Whereas the economic ascent of South Africa and Japan stands out in the realm of global trade, Japan's post-World War II reconstruction, exemplified by Hiroshima, led to economic development, establishing it as a powerhouse. South Korea's export-led growth and technological advancement further contribute to their prominence on global trade stage. On the other hand, the Israel-Gaza geopolitical situation cast its shadow on global trade routes, especially in the Mediterranean. Security concerns and political tension impact the movement of goods and services, shaping regional trade dynamics. Resolving conflicts become imperative for promoting economic development and trade in the region. These interconnected topics underscore the delicate balance between geopolitical events and global trade, showcasing how regional conflicts, economic initiatives, and geopolitical shifts significantly influence trade patterns and international relationships. So now the question arises that how does the picture of globalization change from offline to online with the help of AI? AI propels globalization online shift, Amazon, Alibaba leverage AI for e-commerce. In marketing, AI defines targeting social media relies on algorithm. Virtual collaboration thrives with AI-driven video conferencing. In finance, AI ensures efficient international trade. If we see the benefits of AI, then it can give an global access, economic growth, cultural exchange. And there are also some challenges that we face due to AI, which is digital divide, job displacement, ethical AI concern, and necessitating global regulations. As we wrap up this global trade journey, we have explored stories from the global south to the global north, economic corridors, China's Belt and Road, and the recoveries in Japan and South Korea, alongside conflicts in Israel and Gaza. These narratives unveils a common thread, the strength of passion and resilience in facing challenges. Whether rebuilding post-conflicts or fostering connectivity, a shared vision propels us forward. We trust you have gained valuable insight today. Thank you for tuning in. And yes, don't forget to dive into Adventure with the PJ's Explore Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like the content that fuels your curiosity. Share the excitement with your fellow explorers. Subscribe for a front row seat to thrilling discovery. Give us your feedback and let your voice shape our next exploration. Let's build a community of passionate explorers together. Bye-bye. Collaboration highlighting China's pivotal role as a key trading partner. Examining its influence on India, both nations witnessed increased collaboration or economic collaboration, highlighting China's pivotal role as a key trading partner for India. In this interconnected narrative, economic theories and global realities converge, emphasizing the enduring impact of historical philosophies on the contemporary world. In the ever-evolving global landscape, a complex tapestry of geopolitics and trade unfolds, influencing the economic destinies of nations. The disparities between the global south and the global north remains a defining feature. In contrast,